On the moonless night of December 12, 1948, three men came out of the back door of a farmhouse on what was known as Pipe Creek Farm near Westminster, Maryland, a few miles north of Baltimore, and walked into the center of a small garden of ripened pumpkins. When they got to a particular pumpkin, one of the men bent down and removed what had been cut out to make a lid and reached down into the pumpkin. To the amazement of the other two men, he pulled out several rolls of microfilm. By morning of the next day, that lone pumpkin would be the most famous pumpkin in the world. It would put the words pumpkin papers into the history of the country. News about it would be flashed around the world. Those so-called pumpkin papers pulled from out of a hollowed-out pumpkin on that long-ago night of December 12, 1948, on Pipe Creek Farm just north of Baltimore near Westminster, Maryland, broke a highly visible spy case wide open. The man who pulled the film out of the pumpkin was Whitaker Chambers. With him was a man from the House Un-American Committee, Richard Nixon, who had visited the farm the night before. All were investigating the famous spy and perjury cases known today as Whitaker Chambers versus Alger Hiss. Chambers had accused Hiss, then the darling of the U.S. State Department, of spying for the Soviet Union. The introduction of the microfilm hidden in the pumpkin by Chambers broke the case wide open. In the end, and in part because of the pumpkin papers, Alger Hiss would go to prison. Whitaker Chambers would die from a heart attack. Richard Nixon would become president of the United States. The farmhouse would be torn down. The farm would be planted over. And nobody knows what happened to the pumpkin.